Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 18, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sex differences in effectiveness of semaglutide in patients with peripheral artery disease, the STRIDE trial. The STRIDE trial established that semaglutide 1.0 mg improved functional outcomes and health-related quality of life in patients with early symptomatic peripheral artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Sex-based differences are recognized in the epidemiology, clinical presentation, and outcomes of peripheral artery disease. This study explored how these existing sex differences might influence the effectiveness of semaglutide treatment in this patient population. Understanding these differential responses provides key clinical insights for optimizing individualized treatment strategies. Article number 2. Natriuretic peptides, body mass index, and clinical outcomes in heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide is a key biomarker in heart failure guidelines for risk stratification and trial eligibility. Standard threshold levels for these natriuretic peptides typically do not incorporate measures of adiposity, such as body mass index. This gap in risk assessment highlights a significant clinical challenge in patients with heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. Understanding the interplay between natriuretic peptide levels, body mass index, and clinical outcomes is crucial for more precise patient management. Article number 3. Anthropometric measures, cardiovascular outcomes, and treatment effects of finerenone in cardiovascular kidney metabolic disease. Pooled participant-level analysis of 3 global trials. Obesity is a core pathophysiologic contributor to cardiovascular, kidney, and metabolic conditions. The association between various adiposity-related anthropometric measures and cardiovascular outcomes in this patient population remains an area requiring rigorous investigation. This pooled analysis of 3 global trials specifically investigated how different anthropometrics relate to cardiovascular outcomes and the efficacy of finerenone treatment. This research provides crucial information for understanding patient-specific responses to therapy in cardiovascular kidney metabolic disease. Article number 4. Adiposity-related anthropometrics and clinical outcomes in heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction, a participant-level pooled analysis of randomized clinical trials. Obesity is highly prevalent among individuals with heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction or heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This prevalence directly correlates with an increased risk of disability and death in affected patients. This comprehensive pooled analysis of 5 international randomized trials explored the detailed association between different adiposity-related anthropometrics and clinical outcomes in this specific patient population. Such data clarifies the prognostic significance of various body composition measures for targeted interventions in heart failure. Article number 5. Adult heart transplant survival in the United States. Regional and racial disparities from 2002 to 2022. Racial disparities in mortality after heart transplantation are a critical concern across the United States. This study comprehensively investigated these disparities across 4 U.S. regions using data from the United Network for Organ Sharing Registry spanning 2002 to 2022. The analysis compared survival outcomes among 5 self-identified race/ethnicity groups, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, and other. Understanding these potential inequities is crucial for improving post-transplant care and achieving equitable outcomes for all patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.